بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. We were discussing on this lovely, beautiful ayah, which is telling us what is the goal of your worship. Actually, the goal of worship is perfection, but how we get this perfection? When we discover hidden powers of our mind and soul, then perfection will be very easy. Because our mind is extraordinary organ, but unfortunately we are not using the powers of mind. Today, according to medical science, it is proved mind has power to cure many diseases. Through mind power, you can even cure terrible disease of cancer. But you must know the technique, you must know the knowledge. And do you know the soul is more powerful than your mind? Because in true dreams, your soul is giving you a sign that soul has power, that he will be free from time and space. How many people are free from time and space? 99, more than 99% people are slave of time and space. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. We can't go in future, we can't go in past. If I'm here, then I will be not another place. So we are the slave of time and space. But true type of dreams are telling us, informing us, your soul has power, that he will be free from time and space. For example, I have seen, you have seen, many people have seen the true dreams. I never went in place, but I have seen that in dream. And after 1 year, I went there. Oh my God, I have seen the dream, same place. It means my soul has power. He is not slave of time. He went 1 year before that time. So we can get this power if we get knowledge. But there are some barrier. I told about 10 terrible, dirty barrier. We have to remove this barrier. Then we can discover these powers. And 10 things, 10 action, we must perform to achieve this great knowledge. So the another barrier we are going to talk about, that if you are loving this loyal person, this is against wisdom. So any action which is decreasing your mind power, that is barrier you have to remove. So if you are loving someone that is disloyal and you are loving, it means you are going against your wisdom. So in this way, you're decreasing the power of your mind. Look, the love is human being's nature. If you are human, we want love, but whom? Our wisdom is guiding us. The best guiding from God is your wisdom. But wisdom needs knowledge. When you're increasing knowledge, you're increasing your wisdom. So wisdom is best guidance. For example, in our nature, we love beautiful things, but which type of beauty? if one beauty, some things look like beautiful, but they are not really beautiful. For example, you are going to buy one cloth. That cloth is very beautiful. You like because nature like beauty. So you won't buy because it look like very, very beautiful. But your friend said, don't buy it. Why? It's very nice and beautiful. He said, yes, it look like it's beautiful, but it's not real beautiful. If you put this clothes in washing machine, then its beauty will removed. Can you buy? No. Why? It is beautiful. But when you know this beauty is temporary, after one wash, everything will vanish, you never buy. So this is your wisdom. It's telling you, don't buy, because this beauty is temporary. It means our nature love beauty, but which beauty? Not temporary beauty, which will be destroyed after a few years. Our nature of soul, our nature of wisdom is, you must love that beauty which never be destroyed, never be finished. What is that beauty? The Prophet Joseph, alayhi salam, when he was in palace of Zulaikha, Zulaikha told him, you are very handsome, your eyes are very beautiful. Prophet Joseph, alayhi salam, told Zulaikha, listen, you don't know the real beauty. Human being's beauty is temporary. If a beautiful woman, a handsome man, after death, if you see him after 2 or 3 days, then he will go in grave. You run away, you can't see that beauty. Why? Because no, there is no beauty. This beauty is temporary. You are saying, my eyes are beautiful, do you know? In my grave, when man or woman will enter the grave, which part of the body will destroy in the beginning? First of all, eyes will come out, it will be destroyed. So which beauty you are talking? Zulaikha. Real beauty is beauty of my God, my lovely Lord. That's why we are not thinking, because we are looking temporary beauty. Real beauty is beauty of God. That is our lovely Lord. So if we are loving this loyal person, so this is the barrier. If we are behind temporary beauty and forgetting real beauty, to increase power of our mind, power of our soul, can't we discover hidden powers of soul? So I'm going to tell you one story of Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. During the power of Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him many powers. One power, he was able to give life dead people. So Isa alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam was crossing, and there was a crowd of people in graveyard. And there was one grave, and one person, he was crying, he was weeping. People have seen Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. All people came and requested him, said, all people said, Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, look this man, this poor guy, his wife has died since 3 days. He's not eating, not drinking. He will die also. Please, Isa alayhi salam, please, Jesus, help him, help him, help him. Because you have power. You can give life to his wife to save him. Allahu Akbar. Jesus alayhi salam said, okay. He came and said, near that grave, Qum Bismillah. And the miracle happened. Suddenly this grave opened. And that woman, she was dead. Now she is alive. Everyone was happy. But this man was more happy. Now he started drinking and eating. People went, and Jesus also went. Because he was tired since 3 days, 3 nights. No food, no water. So he said to his wife, I want to sleep a little bit, then we go to town. Town was away from Caribbean. She said, okay. What happened? He was sleeping and suddenly king came and crossed near them with his army. King saw a beautiful woman with a poor guy. King offered, can you marry with me? She said, why not? You are king, I become queen. I am leaving this poor guy. That poor guy was sleeping. And she went with king. When this poor guy wake up, where is my wife? He saw many signs of horses and other things. He ran behind that signs of feet of horses, and he find, what he find? My wife is sitting with king. He said, king, this is my wife. He said, okay, well, she's not coming with you. What can I do? He was crying. He said, I, who cares Jesus? She was dead because of me. She get another life. I know she's disloyal with me. King say, okay, if she will come to you, it's okay. She's free. Same time Jesus came, and this guy again started crying and weeping. Said, look, how this woman is disloyal. I was killing myself because of her. She left me. Jesus, come on, help me. And Jesus came. And again, Jesus said to her, go die again. She died. Then Jesus smiled. He said, look, O man, I don't came here. Allah Akbar. I came here only to give you life. I not came here to give life her, because you are a lover, there's good love in your heart, but you are loving disloyal person. Why not you are loving to your God, your lovely Lord, who has given you everything, all blessing. And then he became companion of Jesus as Isa alayhi salam. So look, if you are loving this loyal person, so of course this love will not increase your wisdom but decrease your wisdom. So love with your God, love with lovely Lord, and after God, love holy prophets. After God, love Ahlul Bayt, because they are loyal, they are pure in their love, and that love also increase your wisdom. Love of God will increase your wisdom. Love of Ahlul Bayt will increase your wisdom and also increase your spiritual power. By these love you can discover very, very easily, discover hidden powers of your soul, inshallah. So love of God is our real investment, real property, real treasure. And you can increase the love of God, you can achieve the love of God by supplication, by du'as, very easily. Only speak with your God. And you can find these du'as, application in every religion. In Christianity, in Judaism, in Islam, everywhere you can find. Because without supplication, the man is nothing. If you want power, if you want solace, if you want peace of mind, if you want success, you need connection with the strongest power of the world. There is my God, there is your God, there is my lovely Lord. Now I'm giving you some supplication, telling you some supplication from Psalm, from Bible, and then from Holy Islamic books. Hazrat Dawood, David al-Islam, how he is teaching us lovely prayers and supplications. Psalm in Zabur, we are saying Arabic, Zabur, English Psalm, and chapter 103, verse number 1, ayah number 1. Give praise to the Lord, O my soul. Because saying Alhamdulillah, giving you praise, all praise to my God. Give praise to the Lord, O my soul. Everything in me give praise to His holy name. There are more than 1,000 names of God. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. You can call your God by name of Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. You can call Him, O Merciful, My Lord, O Merciful, Most Merciful, My Lord. 1,000 names. Everything in me give praise to His holy name. Now we are going to lovely dua of Abi Hamza Somali. Abi Hamza Somali is very lovely, pure, beautiful dua. This dua is teaching us how to speak with your God, how to speak with your lovely Lord, who increase love of God, who get peace of mind, who get solace, who get spiritual power. Look how he's teaching of Imam. Sayyadi Sayyadi Ana Sagiro Alladhi Rabbaita. Oh my God, oh my lovely Lord. I'm the little, I'm the little that you have brought up. I was nothing, oh my God. You brought up me. Wa anal jahilo alladhi allamta. Oh my God, I was ignorant. You have given me knowledge. When I came in this world, I don't know anything. I was jahil, I was ignorant. Ana dhalim alladhi hadayta. I was without guidance. Oh my lovely God, you have given me guidance. Of course. Ana al-khaifu alladhi amantu. turn. I was afraid. Oh my God, many, many times, many places. I was afraid. You have given me security. وَالْجَائِعُ الَّذِي أَشْبَعْتَ. Oh my God, I was hungry. You are giving me food. وَالْعَطْشَانُ الَّذِي أَرْوَيْتَ. And I become thirsty. You are giving me water. Every blessing, who is giving you? You are God, your lovely Lord. وَالْفَقِيرُ الَّذِي أَغْنَيْتَ. Oh my God, I was poor. You gave me this money. You make me rich. وَالْضَعِيفُ الَّذِي قَوَّيْتَ. I was very weak, very weak. Look, little baby. How this baby is weak? If this baby fall down, maybe he will die. Who is giving us power? Our God, our lovely Lord. والذليل الذي عززته. Oh my God, there was no respect for me. You have given me respect. والسقيم الذي شفيته. And I became ill. Who cured me? Oh my God, you cured me. وَالسَّائِلُ الَّذِي أَعْطَيْتَ. When I'm asking anything, my God, you are giving me everything. وَالْخَاطِئِ الَّذِي أَكَلْتَ. When I'm doing mistake again and again, in coming to you, saying sorry, saying excuse me, oh my God, you excused me because you are merciful. Allahu Akbar, Allah. So these are the all blessings of God. We can't count. But now Imam is changing his dua in another way, another style. Ana ya Rabbi, ana ya Rabbi alladhi lam azdahig fil khala'i. But I am, oh my Lord, even after these all blessings, I am, oh my Lord, I am, oh my Lord, who have not felt ashamed when I was doing sin in your presence. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Oh my God. These all blessings you have given me. But I have done sin in your court. I have done sin in your presence. And during sin I was not, that time was not feeling shame. That you are looking at me, you are watching me. Actually, this is repentance. Any feeling, oh my God, what I have done, that was very bad. You are watching me. and I was doing sin. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Oh my God. I request you. Forgive my sin. Forgive my sin. For sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And give me power that I don't want to do sin again. Make me power. Make me will. Give me willpower. Make me pious. So every time I feel myself that you are watching me, of course you are watching. You are looking at me. So in this day, I can save myself from every sin, every dirty thing. Oh my God, give me power, give me strength, give me iman, give me piety, give me taqwa, give me your love, give me pleasure of your supplication, so I will enjoy when I will speak with you. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God, my lovely Lord.